Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, a live presentation from Amory, Wisconsin, on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. Or for those who found us on the website, thank you so much. My name is Mike Murtha, and our co-host and good friend is Eddie Schmidt. We'll be playing some music live from the studio and sharing some memories and some lively stories. Most of those stories are true, folks. Not all of them. Most of them. Mm-hmm. We'll try to stay with the facts tonight, right?
Just the facts.
Yes. We always try to have a guest in each show, and tonight we are excited to have Dave Feierheisen from River Falls join in with us. He will share some music and lots of great stories. Dave was a member of a group called the Valley Boys as a young musician, and he was with the group called Stampede and some other bands along the way. So we'll hear about those stories, but sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's tear it up. Yeah. Well, once again, I want to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're in Amory, Wisconsin. We've got a new show again with our guest is Dave Feierheisen. We're excited about that. But Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good here in the winter time in Wisconsin. Don't we all enjoy that?
No, well, not everybody. No, in ice fishing, you've been trying any yet? Or
yeah. Actually, back in December, I got a 28-inch northern on the lower portion of our lake, and that was one of the nicest ones I ever got through the ice. So, yeah, that was fun, and been doing that once in a while. And
well, that's good.
This retirement thing is kind of a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it's well worth waiting for, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're still helping at the radio station as well?
Yep. Come in and help Bob Monday through Friday and help with the country afternoon show and do our show.
Yeah, you do a great job with that. I've heard it many times. And still climbing the tower once in a while, adjust that antenna.
We had a guy out a while back and put all new light bulbs in for Bob. And got to change
on the tower?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And when he was here, he got up so high, and Bob says he couldn't see him anymore because it was foggy that day.
Oh, boy. Well, we had some fun our last show, Eddie, with Paul Gavick and Bob Hovde.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. Yeah, yep. We have Dave Feierheisen. We're going to say hello to Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Mike, doing good.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to do this. We took me a little while to talk you into this, but
you ran out of musicians. Then you called me.
Well, when I asked you the first time, you said, "Mike, have you completely lost your mind?"
I'm still wondering.
No, we know better than that. We've known you for a long time, Dave.
But you've never tried this with me before. You know.
Well, we're going to.
You should say, I was a drummer. You know, not a singer.
Yeah,
a guitar player.
Well, what you tried to tell me is you're not getting a singer, you're not getting a guitar player, you're getting nothing, which is not true. That's not true, Dave. We're glad you're here. But anyhow, we always ask everybody what got you started with music, and we can share this throughout the course of the show, but tell us
sure
what got you going.
Well, I think I was about five when the Valley Boys were doing some kind of a benefit in a place. Maybe it was a group home or something. I don't remember where it was exactly when, but I remember that Arlen Benoit, who was the drummer, wasn't able to make it that night, and they let me come along with a snare drum and some brushes. and I started tapping on them a little bit when they were playing, and I think about the second song, they moved me back into a staircase a little bit, you know, a little further back. But at the end of the night, which I don't think was very long, a guy came up and gave me $5.
Oh boy!
And I thought, man, there's money in this. There's money in this musician thing. So that was that. That's one of my first memories of thinking, oh man, I gotta get a part of this.
Well, that's not yeah. And of course, your dad was involved in music forever, we'll talk about this along the way too. But the Shorn Brothers,
yeah.
So you guys had lots of influences with just local influences.
Yeah, Larry Shorn was my great uncle, my mom's uncle, and when I was with the Valley Boys, we ended up. I just started. I was 15 or 16 years old, and we recorded a record, and I got a little taste of the recording studio.
Sure.
Thing and so I went to Kurt's Guitar in Richmond and bought a 4-track and started getting into recording, and Larry ended up allowing me to come and set up a studio in his basement.
Mm.
And so that was kind of the first foray into the studio.
Sure.
Thing, and that was a lot of fun. I still can't believe that his wife Vicky allowed it.
Mm.
You know, because we brought through all kinds of characters in the middle of the night making a lot of noise in their basement, and she tolerated that.
Oh, that's neat, yeah. And we're going to actually feature something that was with the Shorn Brothers here in a little bit, but we'll come back to those stories, Dave, but can you, we're going to have you sing a song, and we'll come back.
Sure.
And I want to hear more about the Valley Boys and some of their recording, but you pick up.
I got this one here that I heard Fizz Kaiser do it, and he wrote it, and not too long ago, you had him on the station,
sure.
And but this is one of my favorite songs, and I thought we'd give it a try. I hope Fizz will forgive me.
No, he'll be very very flattered and very proud that you did this song. It's just
we took out a few words, so I don't think I can call it my own.
But okay,
I changed the key and took out a few words, you know,
and retitled it. Too,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, here
we're just kidding, Fizz.
You may be right, it's probably wrong to live a life like an old country song. I know I should change, tomorrow I'll start, but tonight it's me, this old guitar, and a sad country heart. I lock the door, pull down the blinds, I'll turn off the phone and break out the wine. I'll turn down the lights to a honky-tonk glow and sing them songs we used to play so long ago. You may be right, it's probably wrong to live a life like an old country song. I know I should change, so tomorrow I'll start, but tonight it's me, this old guitar, the sad country heart. Down, the memories rise, they float all around, as we dance back in time, to live in the past. I know it's unwise, but I still like to think they're here with me, singing tonight. You may be right, it's probably wrong to live a life like an old country song. I know I should change, so tomorrow I'll start. But tonight it's me, this old guitar, the sad country heart. Yeah, tonight it's me, this old guitar, the sad country heart.
Very nice, Dave.
Well, thank
Seriously,
you,
very good. That was, yeah, that's...
You're very kind to me.
That's Dave Feierheisen doing a Fizz Kaiser song. And they've been playing that song on the radio here a little bit. They've been playing some other local things, too, but that's a dandy.
Bob likes to play a lot. We use quite a bit of Fizz's stuff throughout, yeah. Especially with the new Dayflight program that
okay.
we got going on.
Sure.
And I've heard it a couple times on Sunday mornings, too, when you yep. throw some stuff in there. And,
well, that's so. Great, yeah. And again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, we have Dave Feierheisen, who was a member of the Valley Boys way back when you were 15, 16 years old. And Dave, you were sharing just a little bit of a story about shortly after you joined the group, you replaced an old veteran drummer, and
yep.
those guys were going to do some recording. You want to share some of that story?
Or? Yeah, yeah.
And you were new to the band.
Yeah, I started when I was 15, and I wasn't with them very long, and they had done two albums previously with Arlen, and they'd sold them all out, and so they decided to do another one. They were good money making projects, you know,
sure.
with those guys. So we went to Jerry Miner's basement studio and recorded. We had one practice. I mean, they never practiced with me, the new guy. They just said, "Well, put your drums right here and play." And that's what we did. But then I begged for a practice before going in and doing the album. And so we got together one night, and they would start a song, and they'd basically, okay, this one's key of A, and they'd play a few bars, and okay, that's good, that's enough.
That's good enough.
Oh, how are we going to end that one? Yeah, just end it, you know, like that. And that was it. You know, practice, I don't think, lasted more than a couple hours, and they went in and recorded it, and they bought a package that got 1,000 albums and got, I think it was a week of recording time. But they didn't need a week. They just went in one night, and they played through and did every song one take, except one song, I think, took two takes. And I think it was the Blue Skirt Waltz.
Okay, yeah.
And that was the one where we played about halfway through, and the guy that, you know, Jerry had the studio, he says, "Hey, you guys are doing that in the key of F, and you're supposed to be playing a B flat, and you keep playing a B." And dad, you know, he's got the chord. He's playing, kind of going through a little bit, playing the melody. And he goes, "Yeah, that's just the way we've always played it." And Jerry goes, "Yeah, you can't do that. That's not right. Yeah, you're half a note off." And dad says, "Well, just in that one spot, right?" And Dan goes, "Yeah, and you know, we're not a half a note off the whole song. It's just that one spot." And so in the end, they changed it, and they put the B flat in instead of the B. And
it sounded pretty good with the B flat.
Yeah, we decided, we kind of took a vote and decided everybody liked it. So we kept that in there and went with it. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, you're introduced to, and those guys drew big crowds, and
yeah.
they I'm sure they sold a lot of albums. But Dennis Thorson, he's been on this show with us twice, and so we shared some stories with him as well about the Valley Boys. But
well, yes, it's just I can't imagine the crowds that you guys used to draw and the matching outfits and. I mean, it was quite a deal, right?
Yeah, and I just thought all bands had crowds like that. You know, you just showed up and the people were there waiting for you, and you started, you know.
Yeah.
And then years and years later, when, you know, we tried to put a band together and go, "Oh, man, you know, we got to do some marketing or something," you know.
Yeah,
I was very lucky to join those guys because they were so established and so good, and you know, they were all good musicians, but they had such a unique style.
They did.
They kind of all played at the same time. There was no, like, somebody's going to take a lead and we're going to switch from one guy to another. It just, the guy wasn't singing, so everybody hopped on and was in and out. It was more like jazz than,
sure.
you know, anything else.
Just
but,
play on top of each other. It doesn't matter as long as it sounded good.
But they weaved in and out of each other, yeah. you know, and they had a very unique thing.
They did.
It was
big crowds,
a real... Real blessing to be with those guys.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll come back with some more of those stories. Eddie, you want to do a song there for us?
Sure, we can. do one, kind of a newer one that I just learned not too long ago. I was working on my little six-string lap steel and found something on YouTube with this guy just playing a six-string lap steel, no pedals, and he was doing a song called Sugar Moon that I hadn't heard before, and after I checked it out, realized it was an old Bob Wills tune, sure. And there's some neat recordings with Asleep at the Wheel, and this Rosh guy that used to be with Bob Wills, so we'll try a little bit of Sugar Moon here.
And I heard that version on YouTube with this guy singing with Asleep at the Wheel. It's just a great recording.
So we'll play a little bit, and it's in the key of C for anybody out there playing along, because we do have the folks that like to strum along while they're listening to the Trigger Happy Memory Show. So here we go. Two, three. When the sugar cane time, I learned about June. I'll be walking with sugar neath the old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line to expect me real soon. Say I'm craving some sugar neath that old sugar moon. I could see her right now. She get the calendar down, put a circle around the day we're altar bound. When the sugar cane times, along around about June, wedding bells will be chiming neath that old sugar moon. Sugar moon shines along around about June. I'll be walking with sugar neath that old sugar moon. All the kisses I've missed, I'll be getting them soon. Sugar kisses from sugar neath that old sugar moon. I'm dreaming sweet dreams of all the loving I'll get. I'll get back to my pet. Lordy, how I'll fret till it's sugar cane time along round about June. I'll be walking with sugar neath that old sugar moon. I'll be walking with sugar neath that old sugar moon.
Very good. That's Eddie Schmidt, Sugar Moon. That's a good song.
Yeah,
didn't you do that as an instrumental here just a little while ago? We were starting to work it up, and you were talking about
I think so, yep.
We might even played it.
Yeah, we might have played it on the little lap steel that I had in here of the times.
Very nice, once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1. And Dave Feierheisen is here with us. We were talking about some of your recording way back.
I was thinking about leaving, but I'm still here.
We should have locked the door so you don't get away from us. No, we are so glad you're here, Dave. But back in about 1984-85, Trigger Happy did a recording with you in River Falls, and you were learning the recording business. And a little bit later in our show,
the main thing I learned was it's a terrible business.
You got out of it, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting skills, and the technology was fun. And but yeah, I don't know why at 20 whatever I was, 23, I thought I could figure out how to build a recording studio, equip it, and operate it, but even what's more mind-boggling than that is I convince you guys to pay me.
Yes.
You know.
We're going to actually play one of the recordings off that just a little bit later. But that was a lot of fun, Dave, and I thought you did a great job on it.
Well, thank you.
We're proud of that project. And
I was very proud of it, too.
Yeah.
That studio you built with the I mean, you had all the windows, and we could all be in different rooms and actually hear each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, you did a really nice job building that. I was thinking about that, too. Wasn't there a guy that was helping you when we were doing that? Do you remember, was it...
Rick Jenkins?
Rick Jenkins.
I think it was Rick Jenkins.
Yeah.
And, he helped me, he helped me a lot in those early sessions, and he's the guy doing the guitar work on this song with Larry and Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I still see him once, and I've got to play with him a few times, because he knew this bass player, Kevin Barnes, and I would see him every once in a while, but that guy is a phenomenal guitar player.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
Yeah, he can finger pick with the best of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And going back to the Shorn Brothers, we've talked about them a lot. They were a big influence for my brother John and myself and for you guys. But you being related to Larry, and you tell the story, you already talked a little bit about you had in Larry's basement, you started your recording, but then you wrote a song and...
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Yeah, I wrote a song and I said, "Hey, Larry, what do you think of this?" And he goes, "I think you got way too many chords in there. I don't think you need nearly all them chords." And so he started pulling them out. And by the time he pulled enough of them out, I could eventually kind of play it.
Yeah.
And then I said, "Well, now you get half writing credit. If we make any money on this, you get half credit." But yeah, he was, Larry was at that point, he was always struggling with health issues.
Sure.
And so we, we eventually got a recording of him and Jack singing that song, and it was kind of, pieced together later. Larry was, never really happy with what he was recording at that point, because he knew he'd been better when his health was better.
Sure.
And he kept thinking, well, I'm going to get over this and I'll, be back having more lung capacity. And so, it was... really thankful for Wendy would always say, no, let's keep it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you weren't looking, Larry was erasing the tape.
Oh, boy.
He was hitting record and pulling the faders down and hitting record and walking away,
Well, but, you did record this, and we have a copy of that here.
Yeah.
I believe it's number four
on that.
Four,
season.
I believe. So, yep. And again, this is something you wrote, Dave, and it's Larry and Jack Shorn, and Rick Jenkins is playing guitar.
Yeah.
And maybe Kenny Nelson, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Rick and Kenny, but I'm not 100%
sure.
Positive
okay.
on that.
Well, we'll give it a spin. It's yeah.
He was chasing the rainbows years ago, hoping and searching for that empty pot of gold. He never really gave up, he just slowed down. Now he's enjoying the new life he's found, and he's riding the rainbow, sailing the skies, riding the rainbows so fast and so high. He'll battle your sorrows and brighten your tomorrows, and off on a rainbow he'll fly. But the treasure was gone. Now he'll live forever, he never will die, if we always remember, on a rainbow he'll fly. And he's riding the rainbows, sailing the skies, riding rainbows so fast and so high. You'll battle your sorrows and brighten your tomorrows, and off on a rainbow he'll fly. And he's riding the rainbows, sailing the skies, riding the rainbows so fast and so high. He'll battle your sorrows and brighten your tomorrows, and off on a rainbow he'll fly. And off on a rainbow he'll fly.
Very nice. Yes, Dave Feierheisen wrote that, who was our guest tonight, and it was sang by Larry and Jack.
Larry gets half credit on the writing.
Oh yeah, he took out those chords.
He took out those chords. And
there's still quite a few chords in
that. There's quite a few.
Yeah, very nice.
Little,
good song.
Little pieces of chords and.
Yeah, you're more than a drummer, Dave.
You're the total package, man.
Yes, not that being a drummer is. No, very nice.
That is great.
Chief dishwasher and bottle.
It doesn't sound, you know, a lot of times songs sound, if I try to write something, it always ended up sounding like something else. That doesn't sound like anything I ever heard, and it's great.
Well.
Very nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you sing a song, Dave?
Okay. Okay. I had a pick here. Okay. Here's one that I used to love listening to Dennis Thorson do. So, key of G for the people playing at home.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
The storms never last, do they, baby? Sad times are gone with the wind. Your hand in mine stills the thunder. You make the sun want to shine. Well, I've followed you down so many roads, baby, picked wildflowers and sung you soft, sad songs. And every road we took, God knows, was for the truth. And the storms brewing now won't last that long. The storms never last, do they, baby? Sad times are gone with the wind. Your hand in mine stills the thunder. You make the sun wanna shine. Take her, Eddie. Storms never last, do they, baby? Sad times are gone with the wind. Your hand in mine stills the thunder. You make the sun wanna shine. Yes, you make the sun wanna shine.
Very good. That is Dave Feierheisen. Nice song. Yeah, I remember Danny doing that. He might have sang that on the air with us, too.
Oh.
I think when he was up here, yep. So well, that's a dandy.
Whenever he did it, I'm sure he did it well.
Yes, he did.
I got my hand stuck on the other side of the strings there in that one part.
That's what
almost
happened.
Almost made it through.
Yeah. Well, this is live radio, so anything could happen. So, Dave, a couple of years ago, you and I got involved in doing some old-time music together. And it started off, I was asked to play for an Oktoberfest, so it's a little over 2 years ago, but in New Richmond at the community center. And they said, can you do some old time? And I was trying to think of an accordion player, and I thought of your dad, Steve, So I called you up, and you said, well, you could ask him, but he probably won't do it. He hasn't been performing, but he plays at home almost every day. And I said, well, I'll try it. So I called him, and he said, yeah, I think I'll do it, but he'd like to, you know, rehearse, which obviously he never did that before.
He must have liked you better than me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that with...
So I took my tuba down to his place, at least twice, maybe three times. And then you and I had talked along the way, and you said, well, if Dad agrees to do it, I'm going to play drums if that's okay. And I said, boy, that'd be wonderful. So in the process, we were getting this prepared. I was playing in church the week before, and Swanee, Dave Swanson from the White Sidewalls, we've been doing this for years at our church, he overheard me telling I'm going to be doing old-time music in New Richmond on Wednesday. And he goes, where are you playing on Wednesday? And I told him, Community Center. Well, are you playing old-time? I said, yeah. Well, I'm playing too. I'll bring my saxophone. So we had Swanee playing sax, yeah. You on drums, me on tuba, and your dad playing accordion. And then Danny Thorson shows up too.
Yeah.
And pretty special day.
It was very special.
Yeah.
Very special. A lot of fun.
Sounds great.
Very appreciative crowd, you know.
Yeah.
It was great.
And it was a great honor to get to play with your dad. It was just a... Have you and your dad performed together since then? Or
Not out anywhere.
No.
I mean... But, 2 days ago, we everybody was around for Christmas, and normally there's five drummers in the family. So normally I just step back and let one of the nephews or my niece play or something, or one of my brothers. And actually, when I start counting, there's more than five. Maybe we get to seven. But yeah. So this last Christmas here, there was a shortage of drummers, so I got to play with them for a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, always fun.
Yeah. Do you have something?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Dave, too, when you talk about family with my wife growing up in Jasper, Minnesota, they had a couple that lived across the road from my wife's folks, and it was Stella.
Yeah.
Is that your dad's sister, or how you
really... It's my dad's first cousin.
First cousin, okay.
Yeah.
And somehow when we got talking, we started talking about the Fire Eisens,
She was... that was her maiden name, was Fire Eisen.
Oh, okay.
Stella Lingen.
So, yeah, Lingen, yeah. And so I was just thinking about that. It's a pretty small world.
They were down there by Pipestone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just south of Pipestone, little town called Jasper. They live right across the road from Joanne's folks. So, small world, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, there was quite a few Fire Eisens down by Pipestone. They started out in Iowa, but... quickly made it to Pipestone the late 1800s, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to... You and I talked, Dave, about Jim Jorgensen, who had passed away. That was in October 30th of this year. And Judith Hansen with Jorgensen was married to Jim for about 20 years, I believe. They were great dancers. They'd come out to see us a lot.
It was great to see them.
Just really nice dancers. She was involved with some horses, and I think your wife and maybe your kids
did
some riding with them.
Yep, my daughter and one of my sons took some riding lessons from Judith, and Judith gave us our first free pony.
Oh, really?
And then I got to learn that having a pony is kind of like having a recording studio. It's a very similar business model, you know? You never have the equipment you need at the time, and you're always buying stuff and never making much money.
No.
You know? So we still have that pony. When we got it, you know, my wife pitched it as this free pony that was really old. You know, don't worry, it isn't going to take much.
Maintenance-free.
Pretty much maintenance-free. I'd never have to do chores, and I haven't many times, but, it eats a lot of hay, and there's vet bills and farrier bills. Then we had to build a shed. Originally, it was just going to be a lean-to.
Oh, sure.
But we built a 30-by-40 barn, you know, and then we ended up having not enough pasture, so we ended up buying 10 more acres of pasture. You know, it just never stops.
That's quite a free pony you got there.
But Judith has been trying to tune into this show, and she's getting so she can do it on her computer. But I'm going to make sure that she's going to catch the show.
Judith is a very special lady.
Absolutely,
and,
And
I owe her a lot. I don't know what the proper payback is.
Yeah, but you owe her something.
When
Jim died, they asked... There's a song that I wrote. We're going to do it right now, but it's called The Cowboy Waltz. They'd come out to see Trigger Happy, and it was I think for a dance step, they just like the speed of that song. They like the melody, but she always would request the Cowboy Waltz, and many times
because it's a great song.
Mike. Well, thank you, but many times she would come up and say, "Do that Cowboy Waltz." And finally, I said, "Judith, by the way, I wrote that song." And she goes, "Yeah, right." You know, she didn't believe me, and I thought that was a compliment. Like, this song is way over your head, you know, kind of a thing. But anyhow. We're going to do...
Well, before you start that, I just want to say that my wife was talking to me today about when they went sledding over at Judith's.
Oh.
Judith called up and said, "Hey, you guys want to come over and go sledding?" Well, I don't know how old Judith is, but she's not in her 20s, and she's standing at the top of the hill on a sled, standing and holding the rope, and she goes down the hill standing.
Really?
So, yeah. So, dancing is nothing when, you know, she's a good dancer.
Yeah.
But she can... go down a hill on a sled standing up.
I believe it. She looks like she's in really good shape.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. So we're going to try the Cowboy Waltz. This is a live version of it. So this is for you, Judith. So. Cowboys are lovers of freedom in awesome blue skies. They like their music, children in pretty brown eyes. They're not afraid of the thought of standing alone. They have a spirit for life in a mind of their own. Cowboys know wealth is not measured by the money we own. Our freedom was paid by the soldiers who died all alone. They have respect for the wisdom the elderly share, and they like to laugh and go fishing with old friends who care. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. It's taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Cowboys find peace in their dreams about prairies and plains. Wide open spaces, the sound of a lonesome freight train. And they know someday they're gonna make it in whatever they do. With faith in their hearts and dreams they trust will come true. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. It's taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Here comes Eddie Schmidt. Why can't we all be like cowboys? Yeah, it makes sense to me. Just taking the time to listen. Yeah, it makes sense to me. go with a little cowboy waltz. That is for you, Judith, and many, many good memories with Jim and you out dancing to our music, and I'm sure you danced to the Valley Boys and probably Stampede too, and a few others. Jim was a great guy, just a super guy. But they had a lot of fun, and time marches on. Anyhow, we just mentioned a little bit about Stampede. It was a group that your brothers put together, and of course you, and joined those guys. Or I don't know if you were with them from the start, or anyhow, you were part of it.
No, I joined them in 1990, I think, and did 8 years with 1 year off in the middle.
Okay.
But they too, you know, had the big crowds wherever we played, they were never afraid to play too loud. You know, we made sure that we had the thump. You know, you had it. You know, it was. They wanted you to feel it in the chest when you walked in.
Sure.
One of the sound guys we had, Bob Whitman. For some reason, we called him Billy Bob. I'm not sure why he got the name Billy Bob, but he took great pride in getting yelled at by bar owners to turn down. And we were playing one place, and the owner all of a sudden comes screaming that plates are falling off the table, and there's glasses breaking behind the bar, and you got to turn that blankety stuff up, down. And so, I don't think Bob really did, though. You know.
No. Thank you. That was the only group I know. You guys had one of those wind machines, so when you were setting up, you would turn this whoosh thing that was so you could set the EQ.
Oh, trying to do a pink noise test to set the EQ. And it seemed like a good idea at the time, but if you were fortunate enough to have people there before you started, that made sure we got rid of them.
Yeah,
you know.
But there's. Bob and Dennis were great organizers. They were good job of, and you always waited till the bands that you were with, let them build a crowd up first, then you'll join, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much. There was a few times we tried, in between those, starting something else. But
sure.
Yeah.
I remember the one time filling in with you guys, I think Mark had lost his voice or something, and I get a call a day or two before and said, you want to come try to sing a few songs with us? And I'm going... But that was quite a night, but I sure enjoyed doing that. That was great.
Yeah.
I think that was at Sox Saloon in North Hudson.
The Village Inn in North Hudson.
Village Inn, excuse me.
Yep, Village Inn in North Hudson.
Sure.
Yep. So. Yeah, you did great. I remember that. But Mark was an incredible talent.
Oh.
But every now and then he would just, you get to a certain point and go, I can't sing anymore.
And you kind of needed him, didn't you?
Well, we kind of needed him. The rest of us guys really... never got the whole family harmony thing, It just never got it.
Well, we're going to say hello to a few folks here, and we're moving right along here. So I'm going to start off by saying hello to my wife, Debbie, Gary McIntyre, Scott Nash, Putz, my old buddy, your buddy there too, Dave, and Dan and Beth, Rod Sather, a classmate of mine, Uncle Bob, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Renee Butler, Edna Bjorkman, Ruth in Houston and also Arizona, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, neighbors of ours, good friends. The Roberts brothers, Ken and Nick, tune us in once in a while, Eddie. So
see them once in a while there.
Yeah, Carrie Dean, Shirley Halliburton, and I'll stop at that, Eddie.
My wife Joanne, I got to say hi to Cousin Char in the truck if he's somewhere between the cities and Fargo. Kevin Barnes that just moved down to Huntsville, Alabama, I think is where he moved down to. Say that he's Darlene's a bass player that they're sure going to miss him not being around anymore and moving down south. Brian Jevning and the Club 42 Cribbage Boys, Cactus Cousins. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Tom Kramer, the Seawells, a bunch of the Seawell family listens to us, and that's about all I got. How you doing, Dave?
Well, I see Mike keeps looking at the clock, so I think that if he wants me to do one more, I should probably not do a big long list.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'd just, say hi to, my kids. Hopefully they find this on the internet.
Sure.
Jake and Justin and Jenna and Jarrett and the granddaughters, Mara and Quinn and
Jay. Nice.
Jake's wife, Bree, And then, of course, my wife, Elisa, who's put up with all my crazy entrepreneurial endeavors. And all, you know, she's not only just a band wife, she had to do with all the trying to start a business
sure.
and get that going.
Yes. What do you want to do that song that you wrote?
Yeah, I got one here I'd like to do for her, for putting up with me for all these years. Key of A, in case she's going to try to play along. You know? Do you know what I remember?
It's okay, start a roll.
Know what I remember today? Well, the day we first met, that's the day I won't forget. Your old khaki pants and that little red shirt. Well, the day we first met, that's the day I won't forget. Now that's what I remember today. Know what else I remember today? You walked up the aisle with the prettiest smile, your hair up in curls and our friends all around. You walked up the aisle with the prettiest smile, that's what I remember today. Well, it seems like forever, but then it feels like yesterday. Oh, so close, yet a million miles away. These memories of old are more precious than gold. Now that's what I remember today. What else I remember today? Oh, the pain you went through bringing our kids into this world. Your smile when you saw them and the love in your eyes. Oh, the pain you went through bringing our kids into the world. Now that's what I remember today. You know what else I remember today? That time I came in, 3 sheets to the wind. You nursed me back to health, then you laughed at me a while. You loved me even then when I was 3 sheets to the wind. Now that's what I remember today. Well, it seems like forever, but then it feels like yesterday. Oh, so close, yet a million miles away. These memories of old are more precious than gold. Now that's what I remember today. Yeah, that's what I remember today.
Very nice. That's Dave Feierheisen. Yeah, I keep looking at the clock, like you say, Dave. We the recording that we did back in 84, 85 with Trigger Happy, we're going to play a little bit of that, or I guess hopefully we can get all the way through it, but it's a live version of the Jelita Polka.
Yeah.
And actually, we did it in the studio, and we tried to do some hand clapping and laughing and whatnot. It wasn't quite good enough. You went and found some more people from the bar to come in. That wasn't quite good enough. You realize we don't have any women in the that weren't laughing and whatever a part of it, so you went back another night and found some girls to come back to the studio. We were long gone, but you kept... those are the things that your ears, you'd say, still isn't quite right. So we're gonna. It's a live, it sounds live. Is there anything else you can add before we run out of time?
No.
Okay.
No, just that, like you said, that when you guys were trying to act like a crowd, and you got the five or six of you there with Hagen, and we track it 5-10 times, it still is like, rah, 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 it doesn't sound like a crowd. So, yeah,
well,
we got to add in the women.
Well, that's okay, you're about detail. So we'll play. It's called the Jelita Polka.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a real treat for you here tonight. By golly, we're going to get out a good old-fashioned polka here. We've had 1,463 requests alone tonight for one to... What? All right, 902 people I wanted to hear. Huh? What? Well, all right. Mom and Dad come up and said, would you please do a polka? And I said, we sure will. We'd love to do a polka. These boys are... in good shape here tonight. What? I wonder, no. Mike, did you plug that tube in? He's got the tube out here, but I don't know. You keep forgetting to plug it in. I don't know if it's going to start tonight. Try her. Will you give her a crank there, Mike, and make sure before we even get going on this thing? Are you choking it? There you go. There you go. Come on. Come on. You give her the gas. Give her the gas. That's right. That's right. Oh, I think you got her running. No, by golly, we're in business here. All right, we got that polka. We're going to be giving away some nice prizes here. This is our famous dance contest, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, hey, fellas, I'm trying to talk. You're talking about our dance contest, and you can't be tuning up. This is a big show, you know. We're giving away a brand new horse here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Not some old used nag. This is brand new horse. You fellas are really hot, aren't you? You're ready to go. I can tell they like this polka business. Don't forget, too, folks, our motorhome will be giving away in a bowling ball, a bobsled, 3 Cordine lessons on Saturday morning. Okay, how about that? Look at these fellas. Oh, we're going to have a time here tonight. By golly, we're all going to dance, and everybody going to do that Julita polka.
Hey, that is a version of Trigger Happy's version of Julita Polka. A lot of fun. There's a little mistake in there that Eddie made, and we just left it there.
Yeah.
It
was a yes. Yeah, he had a little bit of a squeak on the sax, and he you know, everything else was typically one take. You know, and it's like, just let me go back and fix that. You know, let me fix that. And I beg to keep it in. Because this is the only proof we have on tape that Eddie is human. Yeah. And he has made a mistake while playing
so
music.
We're going to have to wind up here. I want to just say quickly, Dave, you started a company called Aladtech a number of years ago. It's a computer program. I won't try to explain it. But you did very well with this and built it to 51 employees at one time, and actually sold a business not too long ago and did very well. But congratulations
well,
on that.
You.
And you worked very hard at that, and very good
well,
at what you do.
Well, the employees worked very hard. I just suggested what they do from time to time.
Well, you were the coordinator that made it all work, and you're able to give back a bunch of money back to your employees and some incentives to keep them with the new company.
Yep.
Like to the point of like $3.5 or $6 million.
Yeah, it was a little over $3 million.
Okay, and that's, I mean,
employees.
Tells you what.
Between transaction bonuses and retention bonuses.
What a nice thing. That.
What a pleasure having you, Dave.
Absolutely.
Oh, pleasure being here. This is an honor.
Yes, and thank you, Bob Zonk, for engineering once again, and Happy New Year. Luann, thank you for all that you do. And Dave Feierhuysen, I hope you come back. We could do this for 2 hours, honest to God. I hope you come back again.
I'd like to come back when you interview Bob.
There you go.
We could talk about recording studios and,
yes,
and
the maybe ponies. Radio business. Maybe you sell him a horse.
Ponies. Yeah, maybe he could use a pony.
He doesn't want a pony. So, all right. Once again, thank you, everybody.